KWOS Open Air, brought to you by Arch Pest Control. You stay, they go. 8:37 this morning, 556-6397. Our number, calls, questions, text messages. State Representative-elect, but only briefly, from Cole County, Rudy Veit. Rudy, welcome back.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Boy, oh boy. Hitting the ground running. Ready to go?
Hitting the ground running, ready to go, and reminding myself that now I have to think before I speak a little more. So we'll probably keep this pretty short today.
Well, yeah, talk to us a little bit about going into this. You've done the freshman tour with the rest of the brand new lawmakers. Takeaways so far from the business of the people at the State House?
Well, one is fairly complicated, but I learned early on that I don't have the power that I'd like to have when I get there, and we all don't think alike, which is probably a good thing. But there is a tremendous responsibility when you look at all of the different state agencies, the state budget, and the role that government should play, or the limited role that government should play. It's a balancing act, and I actually am more excited about it than I thought I would be. It's kind of like when you go to work and you have one client, they come in, they have a problem, and you try to come up with a solution. Here you have many clients and many problems, and a solution doesn't always come to mind that quick.
Yeah, that is different. For your many years as an attorney here in Mid-Missouri and in the courtroom, things in the courtroom can be a little more black and white than gray like they are in a legislative setting, aren't they?
Well, you'll get your result quicker, whether you like it or not. You'll find the end of the tunnel. We're here, the budget goes on and on each year, and the different bills may take years to get through the legislature.
Your time out on the streets, knocking on doors, shaking hands and all, what was your biggest takeaway that you took away from your new constituents here in Cole County and the surrounding area?
Well, they have great concerns about economic stability, good jobs, good education, and health care. Those are some of their main issues. And while we have some of the other issues like legal marijuana or medical marijuana, those issues to address, my clients here, I guess constituents here in Cole County, are more practical. If you listen to Governor Parson, some basic things that we need to dwell on that are very important: economic development, our roads, our education, health care, and spend more time doing those things and trying to resolve those than some of these other issues that come up every year, turn to be controversial and nothing happens.
That's a good point, isn't it? Because a lot of times, and I'm sure you heard it on the campaign trail, people would say they want to watch their lawmaker do some work on a grassroots issue as opposed to something that's a little more, esoteric, I guess?
Right. And I also learned, and I already have talked to a lot of my constituents, they have individual problems. And sometimes they just need to be sit down and explain to why it isn't feasible to have the legislature address this issue. I mean, we all want less government. We want things done, less government involvement. But suddenly we have a problem, and we think, well, that's the problem the government ought to solve. But when you explain to them about government's role and not getting involved in everything, they quickly realize that they probably don't want the government messing in their affairs.
Rudy Veit in with us this morning, Cole County State Representative-elect in with us, 556-6397 on KWOS Open Air. Rudy, when we talked to you when you were out on the campaign trail and immediately after winning the election here in Cole County, talked to you about so many of those ballot issues that were on there, not the least of which Clean Missouri and all. And you had a definite take on that and some real questions about the redistricting element in there.
Well, I think it's going to be a real problem, and I think I'm glad that Governor Parson has addressed that issue and brought it to the forefront. We need to just look at what we had, contiguous and compact, and follow the law. And that we probably weren't doing as well as we should have, and may have created some of the situations. But trying to redistrict and make districts where they're, I guess, quote, more equal, it's just not feasible in an area like this, or we have a certain percentage of people thinking one direction and a certain percentage on certain issues thinking the other direction, and it's just not going to work. Now, I will admit there's more common ground than we care to admit between the parties, but those particular issues that people feel very fundamental about, you're not going to get a 50-50 split. I don't care how you divide Cole County.
It's not just a Cole County thing, is it?
It's not just a Cole County. It's statewide.
The other issues in there, too, with the revising of the statutes as it takes in lobbyist gifts and all that. I know you were out in front of that and really didn't see great problems with it.
I don't see a great problem with it. I think it's not needed to the extent. I mean, $5 is just ridiculous that if we're going to some function and they want to have all the legislatures there so they can discuss issues not with them, that they can't buy a meal. But if it was $100 or something, I don't believe the legislatures I ran into are going to sell their vote for $100 or $50. Even $50 would be a workable amount. But as far as the rest of it, I don't care. I never went there looking for lobbyist gifts. And I've just resolved I'll take nothing. When I go somewhere, I'll pay my own way.
Rudy Veden with us, Cole County State Representative-elect with us this morning on KWS Open Air. Rudy, talk about coming into this, because we talked to you so much when you first announced the campaign, and you announced it way ahead of a lot of folks out there. Talk about your law practice and all. And you said from the get-go, said, I'm going to kind of look at this as my primary function and kind of spin back on the legal side of work, correct?
Oh, I am. I resigned as president of Carson Call. I went off the board. I still consult with people, but being in the legislature is going to be my primary job. I do not intend to try long jury trials. I will help people find lawyers or some workers' compensation, those things. And one of the roles that I've always done is when people call, I talk to them and help them, if it be a find a lawyer that we don't have or just answer some questions. That role I will continue to do also, though, because a lot of people just have questions and they're afraid to call a lawyer because they immediately get a bill. And I think since the legal profession is kind of a monopoly, we owe some amount of service just to helping people on some basic things. And I will continue to do that. And just like with my constituents, if you have a problem, call before it gets out of control and see if there's anything I can help you with at the legislature.
Talk to us about potential committee assignments for you. Where would you like to end up over there?
Well, I guess we'll find out today.
Yeah, that's the plan, isn't it?
You know, I would certainly like to be on agricultural policy, judicial, maybe budget, or rules committee. You know, I think I would probably get on judicial just because of the limited amount of lawyers there. The budget, there are a lot of people want on it, but I certainly have an accounting background to help me there in economics. So I will kind of like the seat I got in on the floor or the room I got up there. I'm happy to have one. Be on any committee.
State Representative-elect Rudy Veet from Cole County with us on KWS Open Air. Come back after the break, talk to Rudy a little bit about the budget, and even brought up medical marijuana, and I know he's had some strong feelings on that before it hit the ballot, when we come back with Rudy Veet on KWS Open Air. KWOS Open Air, brought to you by Arch Pest Control. You stay, they go. John Marsh, Brad Beckman, Cole County elect State Representative Rudy Veet in with us, 556-6397. Rudy, as we went into the break, maybe to pitch to you, when you were here on the campaign trail, we were talking about medical marijuana that was a ballot issue at that time. You went back to the age-old argument, what about the federal law, correct?
Well, it's still a problem. It's going to be a problem, as the other states have seen, with banking. It's going to be a problem with possession, what the federal government's going to do. And it's, again, another one of those deals that I'm not saying medical marijuana isn't good or not. I'm saying we're not set up to handle it. If the decision of the people is they want medical marijuana, should have been the federal government needs to step in and have it FDA approved and regulated to tell every state they can pass whatever law they want relating to marijuana. It's going to create a lot of headaches and a lot of issues that are new issues and could be a real drain on our budget also.
Well, in the other side of it, the proponents said, even those at the State House, the proponents said, well, it's going to be quite the revenue stream for licensing of grow operations, licensing for dispensaries, et cetera.
If medical marijuana is good or bad, it should be enacted on that basis. To enact it on a basis that it's revenue generating, it just fundamentally flawed. I mean, If it's bad, you shouldn't pass something bad just to raise money. If it's good and good for the people, we ought to be working with it. And then if we can tax, it's one thing. But the main goal should be what is in the best interest of our citizens, not is what raises the most revenue.
Well, and you mentioned they need to take care of it on the federal level, because at this point, at any time, DEA can come in and stop the entire operation in every state.
That's true. And so, you know, there has to be a fairly large margin of profit for those who are participating because of the high risk involved. If you're going to set up a business and think the money they're talking about putting into it with the idea that the federal government can shut it down tomorrow, there must be a huge profit margin in there somewhere.
Rudy Veit in with us this morning, state representative from Cole County. Rudy, you want to talk about the budget a little bit? That is always a learning curve, a planning process. It's a boy, when the smoke all clears with Missouri's balanced budget requirements and all, it can be challenging, can it, every year? You've watched it for many years at the State House.
Well, I've had some exposure to the budget already, and I realize it is very, very complicated. But we have to stress one thing. We are to have a balanced budget, and that means that we maintain and take care of our roads, take care of our depreciation items, and maintain technology, and don't pass those things down the road. And it's going to be a challenge this year because right now there's a great uncertainty as to exact amount of revenue we're going to come in. It's going to be coming in based upon the recent tax cut and tax law changes in state and federal level. That's why I hope we get a good feel for our budget and how it's going to be affected by the recent tax changes before we start issuing more tax credits or taking away tax credits and affecting our other state to our state revenue. I really would like to see what it is truly we're going to be getting before we start adjusting to give out tax credits and other things of that nature.
That's a big frustrating factor, I know, for a lot of folks at the State House as they try to do the budget work and try to, you know, kind of go through that procedure of laying that out, and all of a sudden, first day of session with all the bills that are pre-filed, we are right back to discussing tax credits and tax cuts, literally from day one, correct?
There are many bills out there wanting to repeal tax credits, some want to add tax credits, and there are many good organizations that get tax credits. But that there again, we have to have a balanced budget, and we need to get a little bit of time that we can see what all the tax cuts and that how they affect our budget.
Online sales taxes. Travis Fitzwater was just on the air with us. He was somebody who's talked about that, heard from constituents, brick-and-mortar retailers here in mid-Missouri, and something the governor is getting in front of. I know they introduced that bill a session or two ago at the State House and didn't get on the books.
Well, it's the only way that our local businesses can stay competitive. When you don't have to pay, or they're not collecting, and let me clarify that, they are starting to collect more sales tax on the internet, but not near all of them. And it's not fair for a local business who's actually here paying for our streets and our businesses and our buildings and brick and mortar. And then when you shop there, you have to pay sales tax, and you go on the internet, you don't have to. And I know from my own personal experience or my wife's experience that we shop a lot more on the internet than we did before. And that has to affect local sales. And we need local sales tax. That's what our taxing system here in Cole County, the state of Missouri, is based upon. And it's an integral part of it. And it's, in all fairness, it's the only way to give the local guys any opportunity to compete.
I know for Phil folks in, we were talking during the break, you and I said, yeah, I did a little internet, not a lot of internet shopping over the holidays, but I said, the majority of the ones I went to, the Amazons and some of the others, I was actually charged sales tax here. And I guess the flip side of that is when it became a local referendum on Jefferson City, Columbia, Ashland, I think even Fulton's ballot, this internet online use tax went down to defeat here.
Well, there's not a lot. That's one of those opinions I probably shouldn't express an opinion on. I mean, if people decided they don't want to pay it on it, everybody has to realize that that's their choice as a local community, and they make those decisions. But it could have a big impact on the services or how the local community is going to get its taxes somewhere else.
Debate at the State House over the failure of the gasoline tax and all. Where do you think that's all headed over there, Rudy? It's, you know, it's a lot of folks have said we don't like the idea of toll roads and we don't like the idea of a gasoline tax, et cetera, et cetera. How do you fix the roads then, plus the argument that's made that we lose out on that federal match?
Well, there are a lot of discussions I've heard of the legislatures and MoDOT already looking, and the budget committee looking how they're going to address these issues. And it's going to take some serious work. And some of that is we may not be able to match some of the federal matches, and we may have to look at passing a 2-cent sales tax that is more clear, that people understand it's mainly going just to the roads. Most people I talked to weren't opposed to the 2-cent tax on gas, but they thought that they were spending way too much for the highway patrol. And I think we need to clarify that. I personally, when I look at driving this week, driving to St. Genevieve, gas here in town was one price, and St. Genevieve or St. Louis area, it was another price, and the difference was substantial. I don't think that people would really object to too much if it's a pure 2-cent sales tax going just for our roads.
One of those challenges to surmount at the Capitol. Rudy, anything else on your major agenda? I know you've just sort of been trying to wrap things up on the legal side and sort of getting a feel for the lay of the land over there. That's what happens when you're a freshman at the State House or in the State Senate, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is an opportunity to learn a lot more about a lot of issues. And again, I have talked to a lot of lobbyists, and a lot of things I used to say about lobbyists, they truly do, though, now have the history of what's went on up there and know more about a lot of their bills than some of the people who have been there.
It was one of the institutional / term limits argument for many years, isn't it?
Yes, and it is true that whether you like it or not, they are a source of a lot of your information. And fortunately, there's a lobbyist on both sides. So again, you can get information on both sides if you're willing to listen to both sides.
Off to the business of the people. Get over there and get to the State House and get to work. Rudy Veit, our state representative-elect from Cole County. Rudy, always good to talk to you. We will see you, sir, at the Capitol.
Thank you, sir, and thanks to my constituents.
Thank you much. Straight ahead, coming up, Gary Nolan, the Equal Opportunity Annoyer. Tomorrow we're going to talk a little real estate, a reveal on a speaker from the Vitae Foundation, and also check in with Dr. Laurel Kramer. Tomorrow morning on KWOS Open Air.